This morning I wanted to encourage everybody here around two things. Number one, C3 Cares. Put your hand up, please, if you want to be a babysitter. We could do with some. the C3 Cares is a fantastic initiative that Jared, one of the location pastors in town, has come up with to basically give back to our community. And, you know, everybody can be involved in it, whether it's simple little things like moving house, cleaning, doing some gardening, cooking a meal, helping out on the Kohat dinners on a Saturday evening. There's something for everybody. And that's what I love about it, is no matter what stage, phase, age, place in life, unless you're those two little ones sitting on the floor over there, you can be involved in something small and little with it. And it's just to bring joy and hope, and, you know, the love of Christ into somebody else. The second part of what I think is quite vital and important for us, for any church really, is how do we grow? How does the church or the body of Christ together continue to share the love and the redemption and the message of Jesus out there in the world? Next week, we're heading into this fantastic, wonderful, lovely traffic light system that no church actually wants to be promoting and going in there. But it is going to provide some challenges and difficulties, right? Because, you know, we traditionally want to have a wonderful building that says each and every person is welcome to come in, and we want to be those people. But what can we do differently? When a challenge is put in front of us, we can whinge and whine and cry as much as we want about it. All what we can do is put our thinking caps on and go, what can we do to reach the community? What can we do to reach people? And so for all of us, to encourage you guys to do a number of things. One is continue talking to people. Continue just sharing who God is in your life to others that are out there. There are people out there that are hurting. And we all know that. We all hear stories every single day of people that are hurting out there, that people are going, you know, we're lost in this current world. What can we do to share God's love? And there's a very simple way to do that. Talk. Share your story. Tell your story. Some of you may have been at the leaders meeting on Monday night, and Pastor Alan shared that he goes to a BNI group. I'm actually going to take credit for that. I encouraged him to join the BNI group. If it's on video, Alan, I did encourage you. But I also go to a BNI group on a Tuesday morning. And the reason, there's two reasons for that. One, yes, I run International Needs as an organization that supports Indigenous locals and a number of different humanitarian works in about 36 countries around the world. The great thing is that, you know, I looked at the market to say, well, people want to be generous, not just the church, not just Christians, but everybody, no matter what their walk of life is. So I wanted to join a group whereby I could actually talk to those that know nothing about Christianity, nothing about God or Jesus or the church itself. And I got invited along to come to this particular group. My second motivation was, you know, in my world, I worked in a wonderful corporate sector, which is very secular. So I was that oddball in the big group of people that was like, "You're something different about you, Sean." I was the salt in that particular organization that, you know, was able to sit down and talk and share with people my faith and who I was and what Jesus meant to me and what church was all about. But moving into a mission field or into a Christian purely environment completely throws you out because, you know, my world is encompassed, and no offense to any Christians that are there, but it's encompassed in that particular realm. My workplace is a Christian environment. I'm in churches all weekend, every weekend, my family, everybody. So I had no exposure anymore to the outside world unless I went for a walk on the beach and purposefully talked to someone and they go, "You're odd, we'll go away from me." So my purpose was to actually join this group. And every single week, I stand up and I get to share a little bit about the organization that I operate and work with. And then every now and then, I get to share 10 minutes about what we do. But what the beauty is that we're all encouraged to have a one-on-one conversation. And what I love what Alan said on Sunday was that one-on-one conversation with somebody is taking time, purposeful time, for about 20 minutes, half an hour, to actually just talk to someone. Engage with them, understand their world, listen to their heart, and guess what? You have an opportunity for them to hear you too. And being in this group for just over a year now, I've had some amazing conversations with people, with a plumber who uses every second word under the sun that's not in the English dictionary, but is in their own. But, you know, an absolutely lovely guy. He's got an amazing family, a wife and two young girls. And he openly shares the struggles with his family. And he looks and he goes, "What's up with you, Sean?" And we just get to talk and we get to share. And I say, you know, we don't have it all together. If anybody's got it all together, well, yeah, good. But I don't believe everybody's got it all together. But we have an opportunity to say, hey, but God's got it all together. And we talk about, well, what does church do? What is the hope and the message that we find in Jesus Christ? And so we have those open and honest conversations. And for everybody here, can I encourage you, look for those opportunities. Look for an opportunity at a cafe, or like Ruth shared last Sunday, if someone just pops down and sits next to you, which she often gets, make time for them. Even if it's a 10-minute conversation, you don't know what you're imparting on that person and what seed God is enabling you to plant. The other part of the message that Alan shared was, and this is really inspiring, I had no idea that this had happened until I started sharing with him, but God is using us, every single one of us, in a way that we sometimes never know. We never see it, we don't know, because, you know, we just get on with our day-to-day lives. But this is a really cool story that, you know, Alan goes to his Wednesday group. Now, there's a dentist that goes to that particular group. And he had a one-on-one conversation with her and just started talking about church and God and, you know. And she said to him, "It's all right, my boyfriend, he's a believer, or he's a Christian, and he prays, but he doesn't go to church very often. So tell me what church is all about." And so he said, "Well, why don't you guys come and check us out?" But what he didn't realize is that by having these conversations, a few weeks later, I was in Christchurch at a home group setting, talking with a lady just about, you know, how I joined this group and what we're doing and how we should be salt and light in the world and encouraging conversations with people. And she said, "My grandson, his girlfriend or fiance goes to a group that you're talking about on a Wednesday morning, and she's been talking about this pastor and sharing about God." And I said, "Is it at a church?" And she said, "Yes, she goes to this meeting at a church on a Wednesday morning, and there's a pastor there that's been talking to her." And I said, "Wow, tell me more." And she said, "Well, for the past 12 months, I've been praying for my grandson every day, and I've been praying for his girlfriend to find the Lord. And I was praying, because I don't know many people in Tauranga, I don't know anybody up there, but I was praying that somebody would encounter them, somebody would talk to them about God and about Jesus." And she said, "I can't believe God's answering that prayer through this particular pastor in this particular group. Has no connection, no affiliation whatsoever. But you are the answer to some people's prayers out there." And that is so encouraging. So remember, when you're sitting down talking to someone, having a conversation, we do it with love, we do it with grace, and we do it how Jesus would do it. I always get reminded, people say, you're quite bold, Shauna, or aggressive. I say, no, that's just the South African in me. we can sound aggressive, can't we, Ash? But we're not. We're lovely people. It's just our accent. But, you know, I get reminded that Jesus went to the well in Samaria and he sat with a Samaritan woman. He didn't Bible bash her. He didn't throw the depths of hell in her face. He sat down and had a conversation with her out of love and out of passion, or out of compassion and out of grace. And I believe that having those conversations with people in that manner will actually open their hearts and their minds to the gospel more. That's what I would share, than any other way that we can possibly do that. So, you know, whilst we look at the vision and we have these amazing aspirations and visions for what we want church to be, I truly believe that we're going to grow here at North. And we're going to grow because every single one of us are having conversations with our families, our friends, and the community out there that we are a part of. And they're going to say, "We want something different. You know, let's encourage under this light system for those that can do church from home. Invite them in. Say, hey guys, you know what? On a Sunday morning at 10 o'clock, we're just going to have a morning tea. Come for a coffee, and we're just going to listen to a bit of music, and we're going to talk a little bit about God. If you want, you come into the building here. Hey, why don't you guys come along after having those conversations and earn that right? And the only way you earn the right with someone is by them trusting you and by you showing love to them. And I believe that that's the way that people will invest into us and into growing his kingdom."